Are you coming off of the cloud yet?
I guess I watched my feet.
Are you drifting back down to the surface? Come on down until your feet touch the surface again. And you're standing on something. And you can see what it is and where you are.
Okay.
What do you see?
Large sort of blocks.
Are they underneath your feet or what?
Mm-hmm.
Big cement blocks?
Yeah.
Are they all
kind of stone, I guess.
Like joined together or what?
Yeah, man-made anyway.
The way cement is and it's put together or what?
Right, but it's natural.
Oh, it's natural? And there are blocks there. What else do you see besides the stone blocks? If you look above the stone blocks.
I think I'm like, I think I'm up high. I think I'm at the front of the building.
The building is up high, you mean?
Yeah. I think I'm at the front of it. And it's built into a mountain.
Oh, that's what you mean of it being high. You're up in the mountains.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This building is built into the mountain.
Yeah, sort of. Mm-hmm. And to the top of it. I mean, it's not a high mountain that has snow on it, but it looks out over a valley.
Mm-hmm. But it's up above the valley anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it a big building?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And this stone is in front of it?
I mean, the stone was, it's all made of the same thing. It's kind of like a keratin? It's a hard stone, like marble maybe.
Oh.
But it's not finished.
And this building is made out of the same material?
Right.
Same,
right? Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
It's a large building.
Yes.
And you're standing in front of it?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Look down at your feet. Are you wearing anything on your feet?
I'm wearing, like, sandals that are made of leather.
Uh-huh.
They're brown.
Then you can't really feel the stone underneath your feet, can you?
No.
Okay. What does the rest of your clothes look like as you look above the shoes, the sandals?
My feet are bare, but I seem to be wearing a gown of some kind. Like a, like they, what they wore in the Roman times. It's white.
A long one or a short one?
Yeah, but I can see my ankles.
So it doesn't come all the way down to the ground?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. What color is the skirt?
It's like white. Off the face.
Yeah.
I think it has gold trim.
Does it come all the way to the top of your body?
Yeah.
Just hangs loose then?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the sleeves are loose. Like a kimono.
Uh-huh. Does your body feel male or female?
I think I'm a male.
Young or old?
I don't know. My feet look metal, I guess.
Does the body feel healthy?
Yeah.
So it's a good body.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not sure of your age, you mean? You're an adult anyway.
40, yeah, 30 or 40.
See, you are an adult anyhow. Okay. If you're a male, do you have a beard or are you clean shaven?
Can't tell.
Can you feel it and see? What is it?
It's just funny. Because I feel here, but I'm there.
Yeah. So there is like hair on your face then? Is that what you said?
No, I mean I feel here, but I'm there.
That's all right. Just talk about what you get. Are you clean shaven or are you have a beard?
I think I'm clean shaven.
Okay. You said the robe had kind of a gold trim on it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you wearing any kind of jewelry or decoration?
Well, I have a ring on my middle right finger. I think I'm a man. Because my hands look like a man, too.
Yeah.
It has a red stone in it. It's big, it's kind of ugly.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't wear that kind of thing now.
So it's a big stone, then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's really red.
It sounds beautiful, though. It's very big, but you don't think it's beautiful?
Well, the stone is beautiful, but the ring itself is kind of gaudy.
A little too big, then. Okay. Do you know, does the ring mean anything? Does it have a purpose or anything?
The immediate thing that comes to my mind is that I use it to open things.
Hmm.
Like I push it into something. Like next to a door or something.
Yeah.
I push it in there and it opens for me.
Instead of using a key, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be quite wondrous, wouldn't it? You wouldn't have to use a key, just use the ring.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Maybe that's why it has to be so big.
Hmm.
Okay, do you have any other jewelry or anything on your body like that?
Mm-hmm. A medallion or something around my neck that has a big chain.
Uh-huh.
Mm. It looks like an Aztec calendar.
That kind of carving is on it, you mean?
Yeah. It's pretty big.
Is it heavy?
I don't notice that it's heavy, but again, it's kind of gaudy. I guess because it's gold, I don't really like gold.
So it's a big medallion?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Are you carrying anything?
No.
You're just standing out there in front of this building?
My outfit has a hood on it.
Do you think you live in that place, or what? What feels right?
Yeah, I think I stay there.
So it's familiar to you?
Yeah.
But right now you just came outside for a little bit, I guess.
Okay.
Do you want to go back inside?
Sure. I mean, yeah. Okay, sure.
All right. How would you get back in?
I have to go up some steps. There's like a really big courtyard. So I guess I was at the outside of the courtyard.
Yeah.
It's a really big courtyard. And it has like really big, big pillars. And then we go more into the building. But it takes a while because it's pretty big.
So it's a big building. Let's go into your part, the part that you're the most familiar with. So it's big, it probably has many parts, doesn't it? Which is the part that you're the most familiar with? Which way would we go?
It's all pretty familiar outside. You know, it's still holes and stuff right now.
A lot of different ways to go, you mean?
Well, it's like one big hole that I guess you need to...
What kind of work do you do there?
I think I'm a teacher.
I was thinking you could go to that place if you're familiar with so many parts of it. Do you want to go to the place where you do your work? See what that looks like or what? Is that down that hallway?
Mm-hmm.
How far do you have to go down to get to where you teach?
I really don't know.
What?
I really don't know.
Okay. Well, let's move ahead. We can find the room very quickly. The room that you're very familiar with, where you do your work. See yourself in that room. See what you're doing. What are you seeing? What are you doing?
Big spacious room, it's really bright.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like the people who dress like me?
Are there very many other people like that?
Interesting.
And they're in the room?
Mm-hmm.
Then what do you see yourself doing?
Talking to them.
What are you telling them? What are you talking to them about? Are they listening to you?
Yeah, because I'm not standing about. Nobody's really doing anything. I don't know. I can't get in there enough.
Okay. But is that the room that you work in?
like a meeting room or something.
Like a meeting room, you said?
Yeah. It's really bright, but it's enclosed. That's surprising.
Okay. But this is a big place, and you said there are a lot of other people living there?
Living.
Or with you, anyway. Do you know if they live there, or do they just come and go?
I feel it's living like living the way. Like we understand living.
What do you mean, as we understand it?
Well, it's not like you go to bed and you eat and you have a refrigerator or anything. It's not like you go there and you eat.
You go there and you do what?
I think I'm older, actually. I think I'm like 60.
Does that feel right?
I don't know.
But do you think these people come there for some reason, then?
I feel like they're pupils. It's like they're learning. And yeah, they live there, but I don't know, I don't pay attention to their living part, like the eating or...
Okay.
I don't know, do people eat? I don't know, I feel like people eat.
But you don't eat with them anyway, you mean you don't live with them?
No.
That's why you don't pay attention to that part, then, is that right?
Yes.
So they're more or less like your students?
Mm-hmm.
And you just mix with them on that level. Okay. Just curious though, if you're being a teacher, what do you teach them? What kind of a subject? It'll come to you, you'll be able to see yourself doing it, and you'll know what it is that you teach. See yourself talking to the people that are there, the students. You can see what it is that you're teaching them. You see yourself teaching?
Yeah, but the scenes change.
Why
now
what?
Now it's like an auditorium and I'm down the bottom, more like a lecture hall. And now there are lots of people.
Oh.
The room is kind of circular. It's like if I want to, I can project what I want them to see onto the ceiling.
Oh.
And they just look kind of like IMAX.
That's miraculous. You can do that then, isn't it? Are you dressed the same way?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Just speaking to a larger group of people.
Mm-hmm. They're dressed like me too, though. I mean, they don't have, like, the hood, but they're in white.
So you can project it onto the ceiling for everybody to see?
Mm-hmm.
What are you projecting up there?
It's like a solar system or something.
Is that the kind of thing that you teach?
Yeah, maybe. Astrology, I don't know.
So So you said it's a lot of people.
Yeah, no, it's a lot.
You're all watching. Well, that's wonderful if you can do that, project it up on the ceiling. So everybody can know what you're talking about. Right? Do you like what you do?
Yeah. It's a giving of knowledge.
It is. That makes you feel good then to give knowledge?
Yeah.
Did someone teach you these things?
I feel, I don't know. I think there's a council. I can just think and know. Meet with other people like me and then we share information. But I don't know if I was ever taught myself. I don't remember.
Alright, but where is the council? Is it in the auditorium or is it somewhere else?
No, I'm just imagining that. Not in the auditorium, no.
It's not in there then, it's somewhere else.
Yeah, the auditorium is just like a lecture hall.
Mm-hmm.
Like a class.
So the council, you meet with them sometimes?
Yeah.
But they're in a different part then.
Right.
Okay. Do they tell you what to do or what?
We all tell each other what to do. It's not you do this. It's not like student to teacher. It's colleague.
So it's a different relationship between them than it is with you and the students that you're teaching.
Oh, definitely. They're colleagues.
Do you feel like you've been there a long time?
Yeah.
But you like it there.
Yeah.
All right. Well then, let's move ahead and see what if there's anything important that you've got to do there. Is it the same thing all the time, or what?
See, I feel like where knowledge, and then there are the people in who live in the valleys who need to be taught. The students who I were teaching in the auditorium are not the same as the people in the valley. The people in the valley seem to be like the native, not native. Well, I mean, it's civilized.
Yeah.
So.
Like a difference between them and the ones that live where you do?
Yeah, right. Exactly. So we don't really mix with them so much. The people who I'm teaching, I think, mix with them more than I do. I don't. I stay here on the mountain.
So you definitely keep them separated between them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you said this has to do with knowledge?
Yeah, it's like teaching culture or astrology, physics, medicine.
All the important things.
That's what it feels like.
you keep away from the people in the valley then.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be my responsibility or my job or anything. I'm more like the one who has to prepare my students to then go out to the field or something.
Okay. Do you feel like you have a physical body?
I guess I don't have to if I don't want to. What do I do for the students?
But the council is not right there in that building or somewhere else?
I don't get that feeling, no. I mean, I guess if they wanted to, they could. But I feel like we meet somewhere else and that doesn't have any structure or anything like that. It's just a piece.
So the other people that you're teaching are more like you?
Yeah. Part of me? I don't know. Like scouts or something. Like a scout leader.
That's what it feels like?
Yeah, so they have to go, ultimately. They graduate or whatever, and then they have to integrate and intermingle with all the local people or something.
That's their job, and you stay away from that part. Okay. So you never go down into the valley where the other people live?
No. I guess I could if I wanted to, but I don't think of it.
But the people in the valley, have you ever seen them?
I mean, I can zoom in if I want to.
Zoom in? What do you mean?
Like if I concentrate on a certain spot, I just look. But it's not so interesting. So I don't do it.
Because they don't, yeah, doing anything that's interesting.
Yeah, they just do what they're supposed to do, I guess.
Okay. So you just keep totally separated from all the rest. All right, then. Okay, Linda, let's leave that scene and let's move forward to an important day. A day that you consider to be important when something is happening. Go on forward to an important day. What are you doing? What do you see? Nothing there? Alright. Then let's move back to what you were watching. The last scene that we were just talking about. When you were in the auditorium doing the lecturing to the people, weren't you? And you said there is the people in the valley, but you don't associate with them. Keep separate. Okay. Well, now let's leave that scene. Let's move forward to the last day of your life in this lifetime we're looking at. The last day that you were there, the last day of your life in that lifetime we're looking at. You can watch it as an observer if you want. It won't bother you at all. But now we are moved away and we are at the last day of your life in that lifetime. What's happening? What do you see?
I don't feel there is a last day of my life.
You don't feel there is?
No.
You feel you just do what? Or do you feel you just continue to be there and teach, or what?
No, I feel like I.
Feel like you're what?
I don't sense a mortal death or. Just is.
Like it doesn't have a beginning and an end, is there?
Yeah, I know.
It just continues on like that there. And you're just teaching people.
I feel like that's one part of me that is doing that stuff, and then but me is not. I don't know, I can't describe it. It's bigger than that.
So that part stays there and teaches, you mean?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, right.
But you like that because it's involving knowledge, is that right? Right. Then we can leave that scene and let's move to where you decided to become a physical, a human being. Because that one may be physical, but it's different. Let's move to where you decide to become a physical person. We've gone ahead until you have decided to become physical. What do you see? What's happening?
I think that's now.
Now? Let's see the point when you decided to enter a physical body. When you first decided to do that, you can see what's happening. It won't bother you, you can just watch it. What do you see of what's happening when you first decide to
the
enter?
Council.
Yeah. What is the council doing?
Talking.
You can hear them and you can tell me what they're saying. Well, you're doing just fine, just fine. But do you have a feeling about what they're discussing?
I think they're talking about the shift. Balancing of energies.
Yeah. What shift are they talking about?
The rising of the vibration of this system.
What are they saying is going to happen?
There's an imbalance or something, and in order for some energy has to be placed in a certain point to realign.
To help with the balancing, you mean?
Yeah. So. What do you decide that part of us has to come down to. To. Enable the energy to be concentrated in certain areas wherever that person is.
On each person, you mean, or what?
No, This one.
This one? But you were so
it's
happy.
Balancing this one.
You were so happy there. You had all this knowledge. Did you feel important for you to come?
It's necessary. That's right. It's necessary.
Are there others that are going to do the same thing?
They are already.
They've already come, you mean?
Yeah.
Is this the first time you've ever come into a human? Or into a physical?
I think I was this before.
On Earth or what?
I think I can if I want to. This is different though, it feels like.
What's different about it this
time? Because I think before I just popped in if I wanted to learn. I didn't really have to be part of the karma. I didn't have to do that. It wasn't my... So, this is...
You mean
right
if
now.
You came in, you would have got involved with karma? Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't have to do that?
Right.
That's I'm trying to understand. You just popped in and out when you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But this time it's different.
Mm-hmm.
How do you decide to become human this time?
Again, it's the council has determined that we have to send parts of ourselves down into the physical to act like a connection so that energy can be funneled in through.
Uh-huh.
And
this is important, is that what you mean?
Yes, because the balance is the earth, yeah. Okay, this one has the capacity to access a lot of energy enough to circle the world. So when there is a need, it can balance.
You mean this one has access to that type of energy?
Uh-huh.
That's the kind of energy that you worked with over there? So are you used to it or what?
Yes. Okay.
The kind of energy that would circle the world, you said.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of energy, isn't it?
Yes.
Is this the kind of energy the average soul or spirit couldn't handle or what?
Yes.
So it has to be a certain type?
Right.
Then the average human wouldn't be able to do this, would they?
I don't think, no.
That's why it had to be your type of being?
Yes, that's right. Oh, because we have the, okay, so it's kind of like
like what?
We are energy, and as you know.
Yeah.
And so, and oh God, I can't describe it at all.
Just do the best you can. We are energy.
Each of us has like a umbilical cord or something that is connected to a part of the energy that we have sent down here. And that umbilical cord can access the energy that we are up here.
Yeah.
So this energy is me. But not all of me, because I'm up here.
Because all of it couldn't come in?
Yeah, it doesn't. It wouldn't be. It couldn't. It's too much. I mean.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this energy, this one has, can then, through the cord, disperse the energy from us here. And, can balance the planet.
Mm. But it takes more than just the one person, doesn't it?
Well, like I said, the council has umbilical cords for their own, you know? So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So these are all over the place.
Right, yeah, necessary.
It takes more than just one person to do the job, then. Is that correct?
Yes.
So it's going everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So actually, it's like a grid.
Like a grid all over the world.
Yeah. Right. Like what's the name? Call it that. Like a lattice work.
Yeah. Like a lattice work, and it's plugged into this universal source of energy, I guess you would say. Well then, you said this is very important at this time?
Right.
What would happen if these parts didn't come down and try to balance?
Mm.
Do you know what the alternative would have been?
No, it's just too risky. It's not. The Earth would have to go through a period again, and that's just not worth it.
Can you watch him for just a moment there? You said it would have to go through a period again. Did this happen before?
Period of stagnation.
Did this happen before?
Yeah. It's happened a lot of times, but right at this point, I don't think I've been allowed to.
So this sounds like it's a very important job, though.
Time is like a blanket or something, right? But there is a...
What do you mean?
Single thing effect. It would have like a ripple effect. So it actually, for some reason, I don't know why I'm not here anymore, but if we allowed the Earth to, again, destroy itself, or like become non-habitable,
Yeah.
It changes the magnetism. And that will have a ripple effect to all past. I mean, it's all at the same time. It's just, it changes all that is and all that was at this time, at this point, but I don't know why.
So that you don't want that to happen again, do you mean?
No, it can't happen again for some reason. It's
okay. So when you send this piece of yourself down, does it enter into Andrea as a baby or what?
Hmm.
How do you see it manifesting itself when it comes down? When you first send it down to the planet?
No, for the baby.
What do you see?
The baby's too small. It, it's later. Where is the baby?
Later?
Yeah, later. It's gradual. It's a gradual thing. It's, well, it's like, okay, if you saw a fiber optic, right, a cord, or a wire.
Yeah.
So you have a small wires inside, small wires inside, small wires. So it's kind of like that. So you have, yeah, it's small connection, as everybody does.
Yeah.
And then more is added on. He's fed.
Add on later?
Right, at gradually, over time.
As the body grows,
right,
you
right,
mean?
Right, and changes because everything's up to, everything's timing, and so there's preparations that have to be made, and then we knew that this one would have the treatments, the DNA work done at certain times, and so that has allowed more space in the cells for more energy.
So in the beginning, the baby just can't handle everything.
No.
But there is a soul that enters that baby.
Oh, yes.
Body.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Is that the same soul that is in on Andrea now?
Yes. But it's not. No. It's just less. It's a percentage. Yeah, I mean, fundamental properties are the same. I mean, it's like a tiny wee cell, right? And that cell has tiny, it has information in it. It's the same idea. It's just a matter of whether you have many or a few.
So it's us thinking the soul doesn't change, it just
yeah,
like...
Yeah, exactly. The blueprint's the same. It's just...
Would it be...
More.
Would it be right to say that it matures and grows?
Mm-hmm.
As it matures, the body or matures, then that it can hold more information, more energy, or what?
Mm-hmm.
As,
right.
As the body matures and ages then.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
And more energy. That's the main thing.
More energy can go into the cells as the body grows then.
Yes.
This is
different. Yes.
Isn't this different than the way a normal body would behave?
Right. That's right. It's different.
I was thinking the average human doesn't go through these things, does it?
No. No, they don't.
They aren't so, I guess you would say, updated or upgraded in that way, then, are they?
No, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. There are, I'm not sure the number, but each council member has a part here.
And they send like pieces of themselves because
that's right. Mm-hmm.
This is something that has to happen right now then.
Yeah.
Do I need to call forth the subconscious, or will you be able to answer the questions for me?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Because you're doing a good job of answering the questions.
I'm not sure what the best thing
all right, is. That's all right, because I can. I'm just thinking you're doing such a good job of finding Andrea's answers. Okay. Well, then, may I speak to Andrea's subconscious, please? May I speak to Andrea's subconscious?
Yes.
I'm allowed to do that?
Yes.
Right. Because I respect the power of the subconscious. I know the subconscious takes care of Andrea's body, does a very good job of it. I also know that the subconscious has the records of everything that has ever happened to Andrea in this life and all the other lives she's ever lived, anywhere. So I respect the power of the subconscious, and I always ask for permission to speak to it and ask questions. Do I have permission to ask questions? All right. I think this is very important, that what you've been showing her. But does this mean she has not been in a human form yet much?
No, she hasn't.
Is that why she's having some difficulty in this life?
Yes, but it's getting better. The body is getting stronger. At first it was, she had immunity issues because the body was rejecting what we were trying to do, but now it's better. It's getting better.
What kind of?
But the body has memory, and it's a problem.
Yes, I know it has memory. I've dealt with these things. Why is it a problem?
Because sometimes it comes up, and we don't want her to have to use medicine, as you know.
Yeah.
And so, she sometimes relies on that, and we don't want that.
But you said the body has memory.
Right, and so it sometimes the symptoms are apparent, but actually it's not a problem.
Well, you were saying she
it's kind of psychosomatic.
Uh huh. You were saying she had immunity problems when she was younger.
Right, exactly.
What kind of immunity problems?
Yeah, have her an X-ray, you know, when the body is fighting itself.
Yeah. When did that happen?
Since when she was a baby, it was very, until her 20s.
That was the asthma?
And the eczema.
The eczema, that was all the body, what, fighting itself?
Yes, that's right.
Why would
uncomfortable with the energies that were being integrated at the time.
Oh, because it was different, unusual for the body?
Exactly.
To receive that kind of energy.
Exactly.
But you were doing it in a gentle way, so she wouldn't get too much, weren't you?
Yes, but, sometimes. Sometimes it's hard to the time isn't inappropriate, and so there is not a good compatibility between the energy and the body.
Especially when it's young?
And developing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
So you were trying to introduce energy,
right,
and the body was having difficulty receiving it,
right,
because it was something it wasn't used to.
Right. It's very complicated because it's complicated because there are many facets to the human, right? So you know, like that person is experiencing things on the day to day, and then that makes also a difference. It affects the physiology of the body, and so we are doing our best to make it smooth, but those influences can actually cause it to not be smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And,
So that's what you mean. Even as she grows older, the body has memory and it wants to go back to those symptoms?
Right, because it associates that time with that symptom.
Uh-huh.
Right. So, yes, that's right, exactly.
So there are times whenever she does revert back to that?
Yeah, it's like memory.
Was there any way we could keep that memory from coming back? Because she's uncomfortable when the asthma and the eczema comes back.
Yeah, okay.
What do we do? Like you said, the body is a living thing. But it doesn't last very long, does it, when it does do?
Actually, you know, also this is somewhat of a lesson for the conscious Andrea. She actually needs to learn really what she's applying, which is mind over matter.
Yeah.
And so I think it's possible. I don't need to do anything at this time.
Just as long as she knows that's what it is?
Yes, that's right.
That it's just the body remembering.
Yes, that's right.
And
she's doing a good job. She's really, you should if you could see what it was and what it is, it's moving.
So it's done a lot that she's not aware of that.
Mm.
So when these things happen, she should just know that it's just the body remembering for a little period of time.
Yes, right, exactly.
And you don't want her to take medication.
No. And again, things are happening at the same time. It's very hard to... So, if something happens at another time, it's a little complicated. Never mind.
Emotional things or physical things?
It's like, because time is all the same, it's like a banana peel that's been unpeeled and laid flat.
Yeah.
Or an apple peel is better. If you peel an apple, right?
Yeah.
It's a spiral.
That's true, yeah.
So it seems to have a beginning and an end, but it doesn't. Or DNA. DNA is a good analogy.
It is a spiral also.
Yeah, so, okay, let's say on the left helix, when she was 5, something happened and it exacerbated the physical, then the energy connection will make it appear here.
Yeah.
At
when she's
30.
Older.
Yeah, right.
So it's all like on the same wavelength,
right,
or something.
Right, exactly.
Then it triggers the same kind of reaction.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay.
Right. But well, it's, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Is there anything she can do to keep from taking medication at those times when it acts up?
No, she just chooses not to. She can just choose not to.
And know that it's going to pass?
Yeah, exactly.
It won't stay then.
That's right. Because what she does now will affect what's perceived as being a kid, a child. And actually, that helps us.
You mean as a child?
Well, because if she makes herself better now, then the child will be better.
That's the part that's always hard for us to understand.
It's very,
for
very
me, anyway, that we always think of the child as grown up, but it's still existing there, you
Sorry.
Mean? I see.
So the decisions she makes now are good for her.
For the
that
child.
Present, that.
The child, okay. That's the part that scrambles my brain when we start to think of those things. Okay, but those—it's
like a line. That's all. It's very hard to find an analogy that's useful.
But that was one of the things she was concerned about, because she said it really bothers her.
Yeah, yes.
Well, what about the right knee? She said she has problems with that sometimes. Can you look at that? She damaged it a long time ago. That they had to put pins in it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? We don't want her to be uncomfortable. We don't want her to have any kind of discomfort whatsoever.
Yeah, of course.
What are you seeing as you look at it?
I'm wondering if it's
what? Tell me what you're thinking.
Yeah, that was a physical thing. I'm not really related to us. Not like the,
not like the other stuff.
Right, right. And this was an environmental result.
Yeah. But she said sometimes the knee locks up on her. And that can be very painful when it does that.
Okay.
What causes that to happen when it locks up? That's the part we want to alleviate when she has discomfort like that. What are you seeing?
I'm just looking at it. I don't know if we can.
What causes it to lock up?
The, patella shifts and it's protecting the tendons, but when it shifts, they're no longer protected.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm trying to look.
Can you keep it from locking up? That's when she's in the most discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
she has to have medication at that time because she said she has to go to the hospital. Because if we can at least keep her from having medication, you said you don't want her to have that. Any suggestions?
I'm getting a big block.
What's the big book?
No, block.
Block, I thought you said book. All right, then let's move on to something else. But the main thing is, when she has this happen, we don't want her to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You can keep her from having to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Relieve the discomfort.
Yes. Yeah.
Without medication, do you think you can do that?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. What about her shoulder? She said her right shoulder and the upper arm was giving her some discomfort also. You see what's causing that?
Yes, it's stiffness and stiffness in the muscles that have repaired. There's just extra scar tissue.
Yeah.
There.
Can you do anything about that?
Yeah, you can.
We want her to have a body that's in complete balance and harmony, functioning absolutely perfectly. And you would agree with me too. Can you remove some of the scar tissue?
Yes.
So she won't have any problems in that area. Okay. Have you done it now? Okay. Then that won't bother her anymore? That's good, because we want her to be in complete balance and harmony with no discomfort in the body, because she has things she has to do. What about her jaw? She also said sometimes that's locked.
Locked now.
What causes that? I know everything you do is for a reason. What causes that to happen?
It's again, it's related to the body, actually. It's hereditary.
Sometimes I know certain things will trigger things. Can you help with that part? Keep that from happening?
I'll try.
So she won't have any discomfort with that part. Well, while you're working on those parts, I want to ask some more questions that she wanted to know about. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there was another thing she wants to know, was what is her purpose? You told us why she's here to use this energy, but what is she supposed to be doing? What's her purpose while she's here in the physical body?
Yes, she is. It's important for her to be working with energy and continuing to do the balancing work. As a teacher, she can utilize those talents to connect with people and continue doing the work that she's started to take an interest in.
Mm-hmm. Do you want her to use the energy and heal it, or what?
Yes, that would be definitely a good avenue, because it's transference of energy.
She's been taking a lot of classes to learn how to do this.
Right.
That's what you wanted to work with?
Yes, yeah, it's all part of the building of the energy also.
Yeah.
Again, it's like in the mind, body, so that the mind also must be expanded as well.
Then do you want her to use this type of hypnosis also? What she was taught this weekend?
Yes.
Or is she to focus more on using the energy for healing instead?
No, the hypnosis is good because it... it's always good for the individual. This kind of work is good because it makes the individual accountable for themselves.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
So she'll be able to use all of these things to help them.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. But she's always also wondering why she procrastinates all the time.
It's rooted in she's procrastinating because she's not doing really what she wants to do, what she feels like she's here to do. She's frustrated,
mm-hmm.
but she doesn't want to do it, so she felt like she has to do it. She decided to do it because she felt like she had to do it. Really, she doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, because she's a teacher right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Is she going to be getting out of the teaching field then, in the university?
Yeah, it would be good if she can start really focusing on this. She doesn't trust herself, that's the problem. It's a matter of...
You know, that's the human part of us, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The human part does that.
Mm-hmm. And teaching is a secure thing. She knows it. She's been doing it for a long time.
Okay. Well, why did you show her where she started out from?
She has felt that there is more. She has felt it's really a validation for what she has been considering and searching for, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You want her to know where she came from. That way she can understand her job here better.
Right, that's exactly.
Because for her, Amy, she has traveled a lot and been exposed to many different cultures and people.
Well, that was related to dispersing the energy. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've been told. Everywhere you go, you do leave some of the energy, don't you?
Mm.
That's why you wanted her to do that?
Because it's all happening at the same time. So the energy's there. Yes, that's right. Of course.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, she had another question, though, about her little sister, Karen. She wanted to know why she had to die so young. Because, you know, Andrea was very connected with it. She was there when she died. Did you tell her anything about Karen?
She was
she was fun.
Okay, so she was
I was thinking if Karen Vandry had never had been here before, she had not didn't have karma with Karen.
No, it wasn't about that. It was for the parents.
It was something to do with the parents then.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that why she chose to die so young?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't an accident. It was, she was only supposed to be here for a short time.
But I know Andrea feels guilty because she thought maybe it was her fault.
Well, I mean, kind of. It's not, nothing's anybody's fault, really. It's just. You need a, it's like hitting the white ball. You hit the white ball to hit the red ball, but you really want to sink the yellow ball.
So
it was Karen's time, but
it wouldn't have mattered then if she had given her more medicine or not enough medicine.
No, right, exactly.
It would have happened anyway.
Right.
So she was, Karen was there for the parents.
Right, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So these are most of the things that she was, Andrea's been looking for. But main thing you want her to know, she's here at this time to help with the world and what it's going through?
Yes.
Sounds like there's a lot of people coming in right now who have this job.
Yes.
Because I keep running into more and more of them.
Yes.
And they're not allowed to accumulate karma?
Right, that's right.
Because you've told me before, they don't want to be stuck here.
Yes. And she won't, actually.
That's the idea, is just to come in and do the job. Then.
That's right, yeah.
And her job is to help people.
She has to align her emotions. She has to just be aware of keeping her physical and energy aligned.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important.
Can you help her with that?
Yes.
Because she's got a big job to do, doesn't she? And her job is to disperse the energy by using it for healing.
Yes.
And working with other people that way.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to, you can help her to keep her own self aligned then.
Yes.
All right. I think we have covered most of everything. Do you think there's anything else in the body that needs attention?
Mm-hmm.
In the physical body? It'll help now that she understands where these other things are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else there that needs attention, or is it pretty good?
It's pretty good. I think it's okay. That's good. She did some DNA
with before?
Yeah, it's definitely helped. It's good.
Mm-hmm. She did it or you did it?
It was part of a... Well, we did it.
Yeah. So you've already reaped some repairs then?
Yes, yes.
Upgrades or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, the workshop that she attended was related to lighting. It was very important.
Okay. All right, then. We're running out of time. Do you have any message or any advice you want to give her before we leave? Because she can hear you now. Now she'll know more about this. She'll be able to be more in touch with you.
Really, the main thing is to have faith. That's really the biggest... it's the biggest...
To have faith in what?
In us, in the work, in what we're doing,
uh-huh.
What is happening.
To know her part in this whole thing.
Yes.
That's very important, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. To have faith that you know what you're doing when you sit her here.
Yes.
Okay. Is that all you want to tell her?
Yes.
Okay then. All right then. Now I'm asking the subconscious to receive back to where it belongs with much love and much thanks for the information it's been giving Andrea today. I know she's really going to appreciate it a lot. I'm asking the subconscious to receive back to where it belongs with much love and much thanks for the information.